deliver them into mine hand. And the Lord said unto him, Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there. And David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. Hallelujah. With the Lord's help here tonight, I'm going to preach what I didn't get to preach on Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach on Master of the Breakthrough. Hallelujah. Master of the Breakthrough. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We're grateful for this opportunity, Lord, to be in your house tonight. God, we sure have felt the presence of the Lord already in this building. God, you know, Lord, that we're leaning upon you heavy tonight, God. We pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to share, Lord, what you've given to us, to your people. We pray, God, that your people here tonight, Lord, will receive the word of God, Lord, not just to be hearers, Lord, but to be doers of your word, Lord, to apply this word to our lives, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, here in just a few moments, Lord, as we gather around these altars, Lord, that we would see some great things done. Hallelujah, God. Help us, Jesus, as Brother Travis has said at the beginning of this service, to continue, Lord, with this hunger, God. You said, Lord, that you are the bread of life. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. If we come to you, Lord, we never be hungry, God. Oh, hallelujah. We'll never be thirsty. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated if you want to. Hallelujah. We're going to talk here tonight about the breakthrough. The Bible says here, David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Glory to God. The name of this place that he called this place, the name that he gave it, was Baal-perazim. And what this means, the definition of this, is the place of breaches. The place of breaches. All right, now, if you take a look at how Nelson's commentary implies, it implies that this scripture is describing the master of the breakthrough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It means literally in my Nelson's commentary means the implied version would be the master of the breakthrough. Glory to God. How many are glad that we have the master of the breakthrough on our side? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to be preaching here tonight. We're going to talk about God's anointed, how he inquires, how he shows action, and how he followed the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know, first of all, that sometimes in our lives, if we're not careful, we will allow we will build either with our hands or come to a place where there is a dam in our lives. All right, how many of you guys ever seen that? You drove over a dam, or you seen a dam. You can see there's some different types of dams, but I remember one specific type of dam, or one specific dam that we seen was the Hoover Dam. Me and my children, my wife took a trip here years back, and went over to. We actually got to drive across the Hoover Dam. That was really quite a experience there, to be able to look and to see such an awesome creation, you know, a man-made dam there. It was a really unbelievable thing to see that. But whenever I think of this verse, I can picture in my mind just places in my life of times past, maybe even times now in my life, and times in your lives wherever you've ran into places where you needed a breakthrough, and it seemed like that you wasn't seeming to get anywhere in your spiritual lives. You ran into a place to where things didn't seem to be flowing the way that they used to. Glory to God. And if you're careful, maybe even a place to where things got just a little bit stagnant. Glory to God. If they don't open some things up there and let some water through that dam, then in front of that dam, you'll see where there's just simply, it gets stagnant. Glory to God. And it seemed like sometimes in different times in my life that I was a stagnant Christian. Glory to God. I allowed myself to get caught up on something. And instead of breaking through, hallelujah, and instead of spending the amount of prayer that I needed to, and stand in the altars the way that I needed to get the breakthrough that I needed. Hallelujah. I allowed there to be a dam that separated and took control of my spiritual life to where I could not feel the anointing. I could not feel the power of God flow through the way that it needed to. Glory to God. Bible talks about a river. Oh, hallelujah. Speaking of that Holy Spirit. Oh, I'll tell you something, church. It's God's will that this river flow freely. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. I believe that it's time for us as a church and us as the church to stop talking about how we want to get our cups filled up. Hallelujah. And start talking how that we want the river to flow in our lives. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've seen the song, Different Things. Fill my cup, O Lord. Glory to God. A lot of times I feel like that we come into service and we just want just enough to fill our cup to get us to the next service. But I'll tell you something. I believe that there's a generation rising, and I believe that we can be part of this movement if we so desire and a hunger and thirst for it the way that we need to, that the river can begin to flow again. Hallelujah. And we can see another revival break loose. And I'm going to tell you something, church. We've been feeling that spirit in our services right here at Lighthouse Ministries. When you come in, glory to God, and feel the presence of God when you walk into this place in such a mighty way. Oh, but I want you to know something here tonight, that where there's a river, I can guarantee you there'll be a beaver that's trying to make a dam. Glory to God. So I want to warn you here tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe it's been a while since you felt the presence of God. Oh, maybe you've seen other people that have been shouting and feeling victory in their lives, but you've not felt the breakthrough that you need to feel. Can I tell you tonight that we are here with the master of the breakthrough here tonight? And I believe that if we can get to the position that we need to be, that we can see our breaches broken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get to see those dams broken through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you with me here tonight, church? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Master of the breakthrough. Glory to God. The breaches, Strong's concordance tells us that breaches is to make a gap in and break through a wall, barrier, or defense. Glory to God. It's what it means when it speaks about this word, Baal-perazim. And I believe that we need to get to our Baal-perazim here tonight. Hallelujah. David would have never won the war if he hadn't been in the right place. Come on now. He couldn't win the war sitting at home either. Glory to God. He had to win the war going out and doing something. We're going to get to action here in a minute. But I want to tell you something. In our spiritual lives, it's time for us to move out. Glory to God. God wants to do more for us. Hallelujah. I know that we've been saying that the theme of our school is closer. Oh, but I want you to understand here tonight. Don't be satisfied with just being closer than you was last week. Glory to God. Get closer next week than you are this week. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Master the breakthrough. Breaches to make a gap in, a breakthrough, or break through a wall, barrier, or defense. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can see different times in history that you can read where certain people had a defense up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were defending against a certain attack. I have a feeling that a lot of times that's the way we are as a church. And I have a feeling that a lot of times that's the way we are in our spiritual lives. And I believe in having a defense up. I don't want you to get me wrong. I believe that you have to have a wall. Glory to God. But that wall was not meant to keep us in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we're ever going to win new ground, glory to God. If we're ever going to see new things done, glory to God, then we're going to have to go on the offense. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you something. That dam was built and that was a defense. And I'll tell you something. The devil has built defenses in our lives and in our churches. And I believe, church, that it's time that we as a church and as Lighthouse Ministries go on the offense. Glory to God. And begin to battle. Let's take this fight to the enemy. Glory to God. Let's not be satisfied. Hallelujah. We're just trying to keep our standards. Just trying to keep our salvation. But let's go on the offense. Let's receive a new blessing here tonight. Let's get a breakthrough in our lives here tonight, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, so let's take a look here at this process of the breakthrough. First of all, we read in verse number 8 of chapter 14 of 1 Chronicles, it says, "And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed." Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? You still really haven't got it. Glory to God. There was a time in my life whenever I ran into a place of depression. That was a dam. Hallelujah. I could not break through. I couldn't get through in the services. I wasn't myself. That was something that was against me, set up against me. Glory to God. I seen somebody here a few years ago that came into my office and talked to me about a sexual temptation that he was giving into many times. And I'll tell you something, that was a dam. He could not reach what he needed to. He couldn't get a hold of God in the way that he needed to because he was simply being held back by something. Glory to God. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? Glory to God. I want you to get this here. I don't want to talk about the rest of this sermon until you understand this. Glory to God. We want to move out. Glory to God. We want to move toward the Lord, but something's holding us back from receiving what God really wants us to have. We love to move forward, but we can't because something has a hold of our lives and we can't and won't let go. There's a dam. There's a struggle going on in your life. But can I tell you tonight that tonight is your night to receive your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? Glory to God. A defense that's set up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That every time, Brother Seth, that you try to live right, every time that you try to make ground, go ahead, son, there's something in the way. There's something that's holding you back. There's a defense that's set up by the enemy. But can I tell you tonight that this could be your night that you push this thing aside and get to the victory that you deserve tonight? It's the night for a breakthrough. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think it's time that we stop letting things hold us back. I think it's time that we stop being okay with just living with the sin. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you something. I think it's time that we check the tent, dig out that gold, those different things that are under that tent aching. Glory to God. There's sin in the camp. There's something holding us back. There's some kind of struggle going on. And can I tell you that you'll never be able to overcome AI until you get rid of the junk that you're still carrying from Jericho. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, the battle of Jericho is so much bigger than little AI. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we see the people are going over there to fight. They're coming back with their tail tucked up between their legs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The reason why is because God told them, I won't prosper you until you, hallelujah, if you go into Jericho and you take things for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we find Achan hiding things under the tent. I believe it's time tonight. Hallelujah. We pull the covers back. Glory to God. I'm talking about a real breakthrough. I'm not talking about just shedding a tear here and there. I'm talking about somebody getting a hold of God like you never have. I'm talking about revival breaking loose, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're right on the edge. The Spirit of God's here. There's some people that got victory. Oh, but there's others that are hitting up against that dam. And can I tell you, we need a break through tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's take a look here. The process of the breakthrough. The Bible says here that he went, and when the Philistines heard that David was anointed, glory to God, when they heard that David was anointed king, All of a sudden, now they were in full action. Glory to God. Now they were going to do something about it. You see, they never would have came with the war if he wouldn't have been anointed king. Glory to God. They had seen him in action. They knew what he was capable of. Hallelujah. They seen his potential. But now there was a problem. That potential wasn't just setting back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now that potential, glory to God, was stepping out, was anointed to be the leader, hallelujah, the king that God had intended him to be. We've seen that potential in action. And can I tell you here tonight that the reason why that the devil and the enemy is coming against you so hard is because you're stepping out. Glory to God. He's okay with you if you're not doing anything. But when you begin to do something for God, when you step out, when you're God's anointed, then all of a sudden the devil comes in like a flood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you have been sitting back saying, my goodness, I dedicated my life to God. I give myself to him. Oh, I've done everything that I possibly can to try to please God. And it seems like I'm struggling more than what I ever have before. Well, that's why. Glory to God. God, devil's not worried about you whenever you're just sitting on the sidelines. But can I tell you tonight, when somebody gets stirred up, when somebody becomes God's anointed, all of a sudden the enemy takes notice and comes, tries to destroy it. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. My God, my God. Don't get discouraged in well-doing. Get discouraged when you're not doing anything at all. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, get discouraged when you're not doing anything at all. When you take a look back at months in your life and not see a battle that you've won, get discouraged then. Glory to God. Don't get discouraged when you're out knocking on doors and not everybody's coming that we want to come. Glory to God. Get discouraged when you're not going out and doing anything for God. I'll tell you something. The harvest will come. Hallelujah. It just, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, as long as we don't faint, we're all right. Don't be weary in well-doing. Glory to God. You will reap if you faint not. Glory to God. All we got to worry about, Brother Middleton, is just not fainting. Glory to God. If we'll just continue to do what God wants us to do, oh, we will reap. If you continue to sow, you're going to reap, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get out there, begin to work. We get out there, begin to do something for God. And then the enemy gets a little chip on their shoulder, takes a look, says, we got a young people. I've seen the potential since he's so young. I've seen the potential. Glory to God, from Tulsa. Hallelujah. When she was so young. But I never really had to worry about it. But all of a sudden, we see a young man and a young woman, newly married, that all of a sudden begin to feel a burden for a young people. Glory to God. Step up and say, Pastor Davis, we want to take the youth. We feel like that God has called us to this. Can I tell you, Brother Matt? Yeah, he is coming. The devil is going to fight. Glory to God. Because you're anointed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to take pressure off my pastor. Glory, I'm going to step up and do something that I know that God has given me potential for. I'm going to step up and I'm going to lead that choir. Glory to God. I'm going to step up. I'm going to bring new songs. I'm going to teach them new things. Oh, I'm going to do the best that I possibly can. Can I tell you, Brother Travis? Can I tell you, Sister Whitney? You're anointed. And because you're anointed and because you stepped up, and the devil is not just seeing a potential of something, but he's seeing somebody in action, all of a sudden we begin to fight. But can I tell you, it's worth it to be God's anointing. Oh, hallelujah. I would rather fight and win than sit on the sidelines and never fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that's right. Some of you thinking, man, why in the world? Why in the world am I facing these things? Why in the world am I going through these new trials in my life? Well, can I tell you, Sister Morgan, it's because you've made more of a dedication this year than what you've ever made before. You've seen God more in your life than what you've ever seen him. And because of that, the devil's coming. He's already here and he's fighting. But can I tell you, that great greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, we must get that concept. We must understand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Brother Jared, I hit a dam. I've hit a place in my life. Oh, hallelujah. I've seemed like things in my life aren't going the way that I planned them to go. Hallelujah. I'm facing different things. Yeah, I know you are. That's because you stepped out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's because you're doing something for God. That's because the devil's seen your potential in action. Glory to God. Anointed. Hallelujah. Never had a problem until he was anointed. Never had the enemy coming against him. Never had to worry about he had different problems. Yeah. We faced different things in our lives. Yeah. But now he had the art enemy of the Philistines that now was coming at him. Glory to God. Now coming toward him. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to understand here tonight, young people. Oh, when you step out and you make decisions the way that you have made it, glory to God, there are going to be different things that come at you. Hallelujah. Oh, but I want you to know here tonight that you're still serving the master of the breakthrough. And no matter what you're facing, and no matter what you're going through, you're God's anointed. Hallelujah. When God anoints you, he'll give you power. He'll be there beside you. He will lead you. He will be your guide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anointed. Hallelujah. The moment you stepped into the will of God, the enemy took notice. Oh, he put together an attack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, but I love this. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed, they came after him. Verse number 10 says, and David... Let me just say something right here real quick. Something that I found. Not in my notes. But verse number 9. Rephaim, I believe is how you say it. That's where the Philistines went. They spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. This word, this valley, Rephaim, this word means giants. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This word here in verse number 9 means giants. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We're going to spread ourselves down here in the valley of giants. Glory to God. We're going to get our defense down here. We're going to be too big for you. We're going to be big and bad, and you're never going to get through here. Let me tell you something. In my family, in just the last little while, I've seen some giants. Glory to God. I've faced some giants. Glory to God. There have been some different things that I've been through. I've been having the devil come against me in different ways, against my family. Hallelujah. We've seen some giants, haven't we, Lighthouse? Glory to God. We've seen some giants. But I want you to understand something here tonight. This wasn't the first giant that David had seen. This wasn't the first giant that David had faced. Oh man, I'm telling you, you aren't getting this the way that I'm getting it. Glory to God. This isn't the first giant that he had come against. Glory to God. Yeah, you put up some giants. You're down there in the valley of giants, and everybody's scared, but I want you to understand, I've been in this valley before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been here before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't understand. You're coming against me with a shield and a sword, but I've been here before in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I remember a time that I picked up a stone. Glory to God. I swirled around and gave it a fling. Glory to God. As the song says, when it left me, his hand, David began to sing, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. That giant fell. He picked up that sword, cut his head off. Oh, hallelujah. Walked around. around carrying that head, saying, this is my victory. I've been here before, and I want the devil to know right here from the Jared Davis family, you may have me in the Valley of Giants, but I've been here before. Glory to God. I've been there. I've done that. Hallelujah. I know how to defeat giants. I know what it takes to win. Can I tell you here tonight, church, we've been here before. We've faced the giants before. Let's stand up. Let's do whatever it takes to see a victory in our lives. Glory to God. You're not going to get at me by taking me to the Valley of Giants. Oh, you're not going to get me to surrender. Oh, by putting something big in my way. Oh, I know different times in my life. Wrote about it here today in a time of depression. Oh, my God. 15, 16 years old. Oh, I'll tell you the worst time I've ever been through in my life. Time of depression. Just lost my brother. Oh, didn't want to do anything. Didn't want to get out of bed. Didn't want to go out on breaks at school. Hallelujah. I thank God for a mom and dad that seen it. Loved me enough to begin to put their pain aside. Oh, God, begin to pray. Begin to wake me up early reading the word. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you right now, I went through, hallelujah, I battled that giant and we won, Pastor Davis. I said we won. Oh, my God, I've been here before. I know what it's like to face giants. And can I tell you here tonight, the same way that Goliath went down is the same way that I'm going to beat the Philistines. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands all over this building. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Diane says, you ain't telling me nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell the devil, you ain't telling me nothing. I've been here before. I've faced battles before. Glory to God. I figured out how to win. Glory to God. I know how to break through that dam. I know that I'm not big enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I know that if I come with the Lord, glory to God, he's the master of the breakthrough. Glory to God. And I know that no matter how big a dam that is, hallelujah, I know no matter how big that giant may seem in our lives, glory to God, we've been there. We've done that. We've defeated. We know how it is, hallelujah, to face a giant and to win. Brother Isaiah, we know what it is to face things in our lives and pray it through. Glory to God. We know how it is to fall and get back up. We know how it is to pray until we pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We know what it is to get on our knees, Brother Middleton, and pray, hallelujah, until we get victory over our children. I tell you here today, oh, there's been a battle going on. Oh, the devil can take me. Oh, he can take me to the Valley of the Giants all he wants to, but I know how to defeat giants. I'm a giant slayer. And can I tell you here tonight, you can defeat giants. You don't have to be taken to that valley and think that you can't do it and wonder how you're going to make it. You're going to make it the same way that you did last time, Brother Gaither. You're going to get through it the same way that you got through it last time. It's going to be by God. You're going to have to get down on your hands and knees. You're going to have to pray until you break through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. You know, you ever realize, you ever wonder, we read in here, and we talk, we read just how tall that the giant was. I know that a span nowadays, we don't really know how big that a span was, but I'm sure back in those days they had it down to a science. I'm sure that they knew just how big that a span was. I'm sure that David or whoever else was there, whoever wrote that, said, you know what, this is just, it's this big. And then they had not only how big that the giant was, but they had all the dimensions of everything that he had. Glory to God. They talked about how big that his spear was. Glory to God. Talked about how big that his sword was. They give all of the different things about how big the giant was. But did you know that in that whole thing, it never said one thing about how long that the sling was? It never said one thing about how big of a stone that it took. Hallelujah, to defeat that giant. And I feel like that majority of the time, we sit back and we're the only thing that we're worried about is looking at the enemy. We never, ever take a look at what God can use. We always take a look and say, no, it can't be done. The enemy's too big. Oh, he's got too much on his side. We're just rejoicing and getting whooped. But can I tell you tonight the reason why that they didn't say how big the stone was? The reason why they didn't say how big a sling was? Because it didn't matter. It was how big their God was. I could have went out there with a little pebble. It wouldn't have took a sling. I guarantee you that giant would have came down. It didn't matter how big that the stone was. What mattered is how big that the God was. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm done. I want to tell you tonight, those of you that have been sitting back talking about how there's no way that it can be done, those of you that have been sitting back looking at just how big that enemy is and talking about how bad that the battle's going to be, can I tell you tonight, let's take a few moments and take our eyes off of how big that the problem is and put it on how big that our God is. Let's take our eyes and stop worrying about the giant and start praying to a God and inquiring to the master of the breakthrough. Stand all across the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you tell me that you're taking me. Don't you bring me down here again to this valley of the giants. I don't care how big the giant is. I'm not looking at the valley tonight. I'm not looking at the giant tonight. I've got my eyes on the master of the breakthrough. I expect to preach something tonight. I expect to have a breakthrough. I expect for something to happen that's never happened to me before. I expect that whenever I get down there to wherever God wants me to get, around this altar, I expect a move of God in my life like I've never had it. I expect a breakthrough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, quit looking at yourself. Quit looking at the sling and the stone. Quit looking at the giant. Get your eyes on the God. Let's gather around this altar here tonight.